All right, we're joined in the media center by our pro stock number one qualifier, Jed Coughlin Jr., with a 6.501 at 212.16 miles per hour during Q2. And I've heard Brian say it quite a few times, and Alan as well, the conditions today are a lot more like what you're going to see tomorrow. So
how are you feeling going into race day?
I feel pretty good, honestly. The first run we made today, we were third for the session. We're experimenting a little bit with some different components on the car today, and thought we would refine that for the last run, and didn't make too good of a run personally behind the wheel. So I think we'll use that as an attention getter or a little motivation going into game day tomorrow, and be on our toes, ready to race and race aggressively.
Sure. That's something we can just flip it back to what you'd run in Q1 and 2 for tomorrow.
Yep. I'm sorry?
Is that something you just flip back? I mean, what you guys tried today, go back to
what you were running? Yeah, actually, what we tried today worked pretty well. I mean, we were pretty happy with the third. We went to 55, I think, 0. Low was 54.5 there in Q3. So that part we were pretty happy with. And then the Q4, I just didn't drive very well from behind the wheel and was on the limiter in the first couple of gears. If you're going to make a mistake in a drag race, you want to make it in the last foot, not the first foot. And certainly made a couple early in the run that definitely stunted our ET. So I think we'll shake that off personally. I think Rick and Ricky will be just fine-tuning the tune-up from today. And I think likely we'll just key off of what we did today and be ready for tomorrow. A little bit more heat following funny car and be ready for race day.
Sure.